Well, today is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. If you're here again in Yucca Valley. And the epistle for this seventh Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free men to justice. What fruit therefore had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end a life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God is life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the gospel, taking that according to St. Matthew, chapter 7. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruit you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and an evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down, and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father, who is in heaven, he shall enter the kingdom of heaven." Those are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen. St. Paul says in the Holy Epistle today, the wages of sin are death. And this is a very simple summary of today equals July the 19th, 2020. And it's a very simple summary of July 19th, 2020. On this day, we are experiencing the wages of sin, death. We are in a world in which death is all around us. Everywhere there is death. And St. Paul says, the wages of sin is death, but there is another answer. For in the end of them is death. What fruit therefore have you had which are those things of which you are now ashamed? The end of them is death. But now being made free from sin, become servants of God unto your fruit and unto sanctification, and the end, life everlasting. We are considering the two ends. The end of sin equals death. If you go back 6,000 years ago, 6,024 years ago, when God created Adam, 4,004 years before Christ was born, God created Adam and he decided to sin. And what did God command, tell Adam? Because of this sin, thou art cast out of the garden of paradise. And one of the great punishment of sin is death. Death is separation. And what causes death? There is one who devotes himself to separation, and he is called the devil. And the devil is diaboline, the one that rips apart, the one that tears things apart. And so that there is a tearing apart that is the cause of death. What is it that caused death? The sin of Adam. And because Adam decided to commit a great sin of pride, death entered the world. Now when death entered the world, there also came many other sins, bringing other kinds of death. So that there is not only the physical death that would not be seen until the very first man died. Imagine Adam and Eve when Abel was brought before them. They knew that there was such a thing as death because God said it would happen because of their sin. But they could not understand death. For the very first time they saw death, and there it was. But in fact, it was the second death. Abel was not the first man to die. Cain was. And what is his first death? The first death that brings about all death is sin. And Adam and Eve did bring death into this world, but Adam and Eve repented of their sin. And Adam and Eve did repentance for their sin for over 900 years. And Adam and Eve are now in the kingdom of heaven. And their feast day is December the 24th. They did bring sin in the world, but their sin ended very quickly when they repented. But the wages of sin, they did not see until about 20 years later, or 25 years later, when their second son, the young and great priest Abel, so innocent and so good, offering sacrifices to God of his best sheep, living an innocent and perfect life, and worshiping God, and Cain, his brother, he seemed so nice. Surely, the wage of death is not so bad a thing. It'll happen so far in the future. But then what happened? Cain died. And what was his first sin? It was a sin that brought about the death of Jesus Christ, God made man. It was a sin of jealousy. Cain was not offering a worthy sacrifice to the true God. And therefore Cain died to God in his heart. He did not offer his best to God. And therefore God died in his heart. And he was ripped apart. Death entered the soul of Cain, and therefore the most natural thing that Cain could do was bring death wherever he went. And that's what Cain did. He saw life in Abel. He saw the priesthood in Abel. He saw the innocent shepherd in Abel. He saw the goodness in Abel. He saw the love in Abel. And that love was not in himself, Cain. And that goodness was not in Cain. And therefore he hated Abel. In this place in California, you've got a lot of Cains around you. There are many, many people who hate love, who hate goodness, who hate innocent priesthood, who hate the truth. And why do they hate it? Because they know that those things are not in themselves. Therefore, they are jealous. 4,037 years later. Now less than that, do the math, 25 years old, however old it was at the time. 4,000 years later, close enough. 4,000 years later. Caiaphas, the priest, the true son of Cain, was very jealous of Jesus Christ, the priest. As St. Thomas Aquinas points out, our Lord Jesus Christ cannot be priest in his divinity. No priest can ever be God. No God can ever be priest. A priest is a man who is a mediator between God and other men. Jesus Christ is only priest in his humanity. One man, a priest, Caiaphas, he hates and he despises another man, a priest, Jesus Christ. And he hates the innocence that he sees in Christ. He hates the shepherd that he sees in Christ. He hates the truth that he sees in Christ. He hates the love that he sees in Christ's humanity. And therefore he is jealous. And everyone knows it, because on the day that he brought Christ to be crucified, he had a trial prepared. This man is guilty of blasphemy. This man says he's God. This man says he will not pay tribute to Caesar. This man says that he is a king. This man is a danger to society. What is the old gospel? Pilate, the pagan Roman. When our Lord Jesus Christ was brought before him at 6 o'clock in the morning, he knew why. Because Caiaphas was jealous. He knew that this man was brought before him because of the jealousy of the priests. Remember, Cain was a priest, the first priest after Adam. And Abel was a priest, the second priest after Adam. And these priests offered sacrifice, but he was not pleased. God was not pleased with the sacrifice of Cain. And God was most pleased with the sacrifice of Abel. And then Cain brought death into the world. Where does sin come from? It comes from priests. That's where it comes from. How does evil enter the world? Because of priests. It is true that Eve committed the first sin in time. She obeyed the devil rather than God. She ate the forbidden fruit, but her sin was only her own. And if Adam the priest and Adam the king had not sinned, none of us would have passed on to us the sin of Eve. Not even her any daughters. They would not have passed on the sin. Eve would have done penance as she did for her sin. She would have had to do some sacrifice. But she would not have passed on her sin to her daughters. She would not have passed on her sin to her sons. It was because the priest sinned. It was because the king sinned that death entered the world. And the wages of sin is death. Now remember this. St. Peter tells us in his epistle, you are a priestly people. Remember the modernists love this quote. They'll love it till they die and go to hell. But nonetheless, St. Peter did say, you are all priests. He said that by the Holy Ghost. You are all priests. What does that mean? When you are baptized, a priest pours water over your head. A priest receives you into the Holy Church. You are touched by the priesthood. And you enter the mystical body of Christ. And you are connected to the holy priesthood. For those that are not connected to the head, they are not members of the body. The toenail is not in the brain. But the brain better be in the stinking toenail. The head goes down to the toenail. But the toenail does not go back up to the head. Only in that it receives its direction from the head. The tip of the toe in every part is touched by the head. So likewise, every soul is touched by the holy priesthood. And also, we are to be like unto priests in this. Don't forget why Cain became so violent. It was not because he was impure. And he may very well have been impure. We don't know. It was not because he had a hot temper. What is it that brought the death of Abel? Cain's unworthy sacrifice. And that is why the church tells you, you are not priests. There are only one priest in this chapel right now. But you are all a priestly people. And what does that mean? Go back to the very beginning of time. And Abel and Cain, what were they? Priests. And they were both of the true religion. And they were both true priests. And they were both were made priests by being the sons of Adam. And they were right in their priesthood. But what was the difference? Cain did not offer his best to God. That's all. Cain did not offer his best to God. And therefore, God was not pleased with his sacrifice. And therefore, murder entered the heart of Cain. And one day he put it into practice. And because his sacrifice was so weak and so wicked, when he killed Cain, and remember, there have been many murderers, but consider the murder of Cain killing Abel. This is not like another murder, because there's never been death in the world before. This is not like other murders. The degree of hatred, the degree of malice, the degree of viciousness inside of Cain was far worse than all the murderers that would follow his example. And there have been millions and millions that have followed the example of Cain, but they did not have the maliciousness inside that murderer because he murdered from his priesthood. It was Caiaphas that brought about the death of Jesus Christ, the innocent Abel. And it was Caiaphas that brought about because of his jealousy. And what was the cause of his jealousy? God was not first in his gifts. God was not first in his life. God wasn't first in his actions. He wasn't first in his marriage because he was married. He wasn't first in his children. He wasn't first in any part of his life. And therefore, God was not pleased with him. And what happened over time? The most natural thing in the world happened. He grew to hate God. And death came from Cain. The first death was his death of not giving the best to God. His second death was the death of his jealousy of those who did give their death best to God. And then he had hatred. And the hatred turned itself into murder. And he brought his Abel, his brother, out into the field. And he killed him. And then when God came to him and said, "Where is thy brother Abel?" He was giving Cain the chance to repent. In the last 500 years, our ancestors have had many chances to repent. And they have not repented. They have had many opportunities to make God first in their lives. And he was not made first in their lives. And you must ask yourself the question, I must ask myself the same question. Is God first in my life? Does God get the best? Or does God get the leftovers? He gets the leftovers of my time. He gets the leftovers of my thoughts. He gets the leftovers of my possessions. He gets the leftovers of my money. That's the most serious thing. There's nothing more important than money. Don't ever forget that. If I tell all of you you're going to hell, that was a great sermon, Father. We're all going to hell. Looking forward to it. I need $1,000. Oh, man, Father's talking about money. That's it. I'm leaving the church. Grave scandal. You're all going to hell? Well, who cares? Money? Oh, that's serious. Do you give your money to God? Do you give your money to the poor? Do you give your time to God? Do you give your time to the poor, to the church? Do you give your possessions to God? Do you give possessions to the church and the poor? Our ancestors did that. And we don't. What is the natural consequence? Hatred of goodness. Hatred of truth. Hatred of love. That is the natural consequence. We are in the year 2020. And for the last 500 years especially, man, that is, I'm not talking about the Hindus and the Muslims and the atheists and all the false religions. I'm talking about Catholic man. Catholic man has turned his love from God. And he loves his money more than his God, who is the only true God. He loves his own personal time more than God. He loves his protection more than God. He loves himself and his family more than God. And he forgets that when God became man 2,000 years ago, he said, "Whichever one of you loves your father or your mother, your sister or your brother more than me, is not worthy of me." We forgot that he said that. How many saints, like St. Thomas Aquinas, 16-year-old boy, he said, "I want to give my life to God." And the innocent boy came to his mother and father and said, "I want to give my life to God." And his Catholic mother and his Catholic father said, "No, you're from an important family. You cannot give your life to God." But he said, "I want to give my life to God." And he talked to his brothers and sisters, "What do you think?" And his Catholic brothers and sisters said, "You cannot give your life to God. You'll be an embarrassment to the family." And they were all Catholics. And when they realized that he was going to really become a monk, and when they realized he was going to really become, all right, if you're going to become a monk, become a famous monk. The most famous monastery in all of Europe is Cluny in France. They once were the great ones. They once built Christendom. Go to Cluny. If you're going to be a monk, go to a famous monastery. And he said, "No, I want to become the new order that just started a few years ago by St. Dominic. He walks around barefoot from town to town. He's a mendicant. He goes around begging from town to town. He goes and preaches the gospel." That's disgusting. You don't go there. Who put a prostitute in his room? Who tried to keep him from becoming a monk? Who tried to prevent him from becoming a saint? His Catholic family, not the pagans and the Satanists. How many souls have been prevented from knowing God and loving God and serving God because their Catholic family, because of their Catholic brothers and sisters? Don't put God first. Put him second, put him third, but do not put him first. And what happened? God is not pleased with our sacrifices. Masses all over the world, Catholic masses, before this Vatican II evil, and before the new sacrilege of the new mass. All Latin masses everywhere, all true masses everywhere, priests all over the place, offering the sacrifice, and they forgot that they were the true children of their son, the real priest called Cain. And they were the true children of their son, the true priest called Caiaphas. And the real children of their father, the true priest called Judas. Judas was a real priest. Caiaphas was a real priest. Cain was a real priest. And they brought death into the world simply because Christ was not first. Now, what are some souls trying to do? We want to save America. We want to be like Donald Trump, make America great again. Let's make America great again. Let's get back to the freedom. Let's get back to the economic prosperity. Let's get back to the freedom of the separation of church and state. Let's get back to the Constitution. The Constitution written by Masons, who are the enemies of God. The liberty, equality, and fraternity invented by the Satanists and the Illuminati. It was a priest that came up with that terminology, so at least you can have that on your side. It was a priest named Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt was a Jew, and he decided that he wanted to form the most satanic order within Satanism called the Illuminati. But before he did that, he pretended he was converted, and he got baptized, and he became a Catholic. And then he entered the Jesuits because they were the toughest order. And he went through the whole Jesuit training, and they thought he was really good. And he was ordained a priest. And then he showed his colors, and he left the Catholic faith, and he formed the Illuminati because he wanted priesthood to be in his satanic sacrifice. And so it was. He was a real priest, Adam Weishaupt. Caiaphas was a real priest of the Old Testament. Cain was a real priest. Judas was a real priest. And if we had to list all the others, we'd be here until next year. All real priests. Offering the real sacrifice and bringing death into the world because they have not offered their best to God. We make sure our houses are nice. We make sure our rectories are nice. We make sure that the things we have are good and we are comfortable. But we give not to God. And it's been this way now for 500 years. And hence man has turned away from God. And the hatred of God has entered into our hearts. And those who want to go back to liberty, equality, and fraternity are only going back to Satan. Those who want to go back to the Constitution are only going back to Satan. We don't want to go back to Satan. We want to go up to God. That's what we want. We add, there is great evil going on in the world today. It has been prepared for many hundreds of years by Satanists who are preparing the road and the path to the Antichrist. They are preparing for the one world order and the one world government. And this one world government will be ruled by the Antichrist, and everyone will be required to worship the beast. And those who do not worship the beast, they shall not be able to buy or sell. And why would they give in? Because food and things are more important to them than God. And hence, the vast majority of humanity will give in when the Antichrist comes. We are not yet at that time, but we are in a time like unto that time. And by the mercy of God, and by the movement of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by the fulfillment of prophecy, we know that she shall wipe out Satan in this time, very soon. And we know there shall be a recovery of the glory of the church, very soon. But soon is in God's time, not ours. Between now and then, what must we do? Make sure that God is first. Make sure that His glory is first. Make sure His kingdom is first. Make sure His life inside of my soul is first. And be ready to give up all things to keep that. St. Lawrence, the most famous of the martyrs who converted the city of Rome. So many martyrs in Rome. Hundreds and thousands. But we attribute the conversion of Rome to one man. Many popes were martyred in Rome, including the great St. Peter. But the church says it was one man, a young deacon. He converted Rome. And his name was Lawrence. And he saw the treasures of the church. He gathered together the poor of the city of Rome who had the baptism in their souls. Those who had the faith in their souls. They have no money. They have many wounds. But dear Emperor Dacius, look at them. These are the treasures of our church. If only you knew what a treasure was, you could become so happy. And remember the Lawrence that did this? He was completed his first martyrdom. When he walked those streets, he was bleeding like Christ at the Ecce Homo. He had been scourged. He had been beaten. He had been beaten almost to death. Then he could barely walk. And the emperor said to him, go and find the treasures and I'll let you live. And the bleeding Lawrence walked through the streets of Jerusalem for 3 days. Of Rome for 3 days. He gathered together all the treasures. And he said, these are our treasures. And the emperor was not happy, and therefore he underwent his second martyrdom, the one in which he would die, and he was roasted on the gridiron. And as he was roasted, he was filled with such joy, because the treasure of faith was inside of himself, and he knew he was going to great glory. And it was Pope St. Sixtus that told him, I am going to be martyred today. He said it 4 days earlier, actually 7 days earlier, but you shall follow me. I'm only a pope, said St. Sixtus. But you, the deacon, you will have a greater glory than I. I am an old man now, and I will die and become a martyr and a saint. But you are the glory. You have a greater glory than I. You have a greater martyr than I. You have a greater place in heaven than I. That's what St. Sixtus told Deacon the Lawrence. The Lawrence, the deacon. And so it happened. Sixtus is in heaven, right beside Lawrence. And though he was the Holy Father, he pays homage to Lawrence. And Lawrence recognized, greater than even Sixtus did, the great treasure of the church, the great treasure of souls, the great treasure of the faith. And because he knew the treasure better than even the Pope did, he has a higher place in heaven. And so it is for those in the kingdom of hell, those who love stuff more, they burn more. Those who love things more than the others, than they love God, they burn more deeply in hell. And those that love the faith greater, they have greater glory in heaven. So remember, the wages of sin is death. And what is the cause? It's not the Bilderbergers. It's not all the one-worlders that are trying to convert to destroy the world. Did you know they've been around for 6,000 years? Did you know they wanted to crucify Christ from the very beginning? They've never changed their minds. They've never changed their hearts. But what is it that allowed them to crucify Christ? The jealousy of the priests and the weakness of those priests who were supposed to love him. They ran away as cowards. But later, the heart of Christ would deeply enter these priests and they would never run away again. And so we pray on our present situation in the church. Lord, send us priests. Not only the priests of God, the obvious priests, the Pope, the bishops and the priests. But send us a priestly people. Send us priesthood. That those who are priestly are those that put God first. Where are you going to move? Make sure God is the first reason for moving there. What do you want your children to be? I remember when I was a little child sitting on the couch after one of the ritual beatings from my dad. He would sit us on the couch, not always after beatings. Sometimes it would be when I was not being beaten. And all of us sit on the couch and say, son, I don't care what any of you boys want to be when you grow up. I don't care. You just must be always a servant of God. That's all I care about. So many times I heard that speech. And he didn't care. And so it must be for the fathers of families. What do you want your children to be? Nobles and kings, like Catherine de' Medici? She was so happy that it was prophesied that three of her sons would all three become kings. And so they did before they went to hell. And they all had tragic endings of their kingship. She didn't do the math that if one king's son is king, and the other son is king, another son is king, how do they stop being kings? The only way is to die. She didn't do the math. She was so happy that her three sons would be kings. And so they were miserable kings until they died. Was it worth it to sell herself to the devil? No, it wasn't. She got her wish and her three sons became kings. Three forgettable men who will be forgotten forever. What do we want? Be servants of God. Let our children be servants of God. Let God be first. Let all other things come afterwards. And the wages of sin will be death. But if we make God first, the wages of this life is life everlasting. Let the world turn to death. Let the world turn to sin. We must turn to God. And the victory of God shall be in us. And as more and more souls, the victory of God inside of them, as more and more souls make God first, really first, then the kingdom of Satan shall be eradicated. The glory shall come back to our holy church. God will send us good priests. He will send us good fathers of families. The young girl wants to get married. All I see are worthless fruitcakes. There's got to be a male somewhere. There is, just hard to find. Young man wants to get married. I can see nothing but lesbians. Nothing but feminazis. I'm trying to work out so I got a chance in a fist fight with my wife. She'll beat the heck out of me. Already many cases now of men, women going to jail. Many cases all over the United States. Women going to jail for beating their husbands to a pulp. Whatever happened to the other days? They're becoming so vicious. But there are still girls there. There are still mothers in the waiting. There are still men who can become fathers of families and good men, good fathers. They're still hidden in the world. There are still young men that can become priests of God. There are still young girls who can become holy nuns and holy sisters if only they put God first. Make him first in your daily life. Then you will be priestly. And from priestly people come priests. And remember also, if you put things first, know that you are also priestly. You belong to the priesthood of Satan. For the world is governed by priests. Either the priests that is a mediator between God and man, or the priest that is a mediator between Satan and man. Both of these priests are real men. Neither of them can ever be angels or God. Let us pray for a priestly people in our holy church. And this is the answer to the great crisis in which we are. Not getting back to the Constitution, not getting back to false freedom, but the true freedom wherewith Christ alone makes us free. Closing, I bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.